You sure about this now? You 100%? Do you trust him?
Yeah, it's Rory.
I know it's Rory.
He's from Cove. You can always trust people.
Can we put this fella on the radio?
Yeah, we can.
Have you heard the joke he's about to tell?
I've heard the start of it.
This is it.
Is it clean, Rory?
No, he's here.
Yeah.
It's clean. Yeah. It's clean.
Okay, listen, Rory. We have your phone number. We know you live in Cove. I'm just saying. If I lose my job over this joke that Vic should have vetted before we put on the air.
Yeah, he's right, I should have.
Yeah.
You want.
Casey.
I'm just saying for in case we end up in front of some sort of...
You want.
Bauer Media Tribunal.
We don't want to end up there.
All right, go for it, Casey.
Three Englishman, Irishman and a Scotsman walk into a bar. And the barman looks at them precociously and he said, "Guys, do you know something? He could make a lot of money." And the three boys says, "What do you mean?" So he says to the Englishman, he says, "You have to have the smallest hands I've ever seen in the world." So the two boys look and they, "Oh yeah, he's right." So he says to the Scotsman, "You have to have the smallest feet I've ever seen in the world." And he says to the Irishman, "You have to have the smallest that I've ever seen in the world." So he says, "You got to go off to London," he says, "to the Guinness Book of Records. They pay £40,000, he says, per person, do you know?" So the three boys get on a plane, they go to London, they go into the Guinness Book of Records. The Englishman is the first man to go in. He comes out, clapping his hands, doing a jig around the place. He says, "Lads, £40,000 in my bank. This is brilliant. Smallest hands in the world." So the Scotsman goes in. 2 minutes later, he comes out, he's doing a jig, and he's laughing, and he's clapping. He said, "Look at my bank, lads, £40,000 already in my bank." So the Irish fella goes in, and he comes out, and he's ranting, and he's raging, and he's kicking stuff. And the two boys says, "What's wrong?" And they said, "Who the hell is QC?"
Good luck to you. Little time ago on the show, maybe last week, Victoria, we spoke to a very, very special man, and he told us a story about his dad. This is Rob's story.
Yeah. Since, I suppose, January, he's been in the Mercy Hospital. They've been looking after him absolutely amazingly.
Yeah.
And I suppose over the last few weeks, we got told that he won't be coming home anymore, and unfortunately, that's all we can do for him, and it has to go to, you know, full-time care and professional care.
Yeah.
So there's this thing, I suppose, where his speech is getting worse the last couple of weeks. He's deteriorating big time, and it's getting to the last stages of it, I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know.
And you, the lovely thing about your dad is, you were saying, like, every time you go to visit him or you're in talking to him, I mean, you know, when he's in that, you know, the condition at the moment, communicating obviously can be a bit of a problem. Him recalling who you are and who everybody is an issue. But somebody always makes him smile, and he responds to photographs and stories of who?
Oh, God. Even as I'm about to speak, and I'm getting emotional about it.
Yeah, of course.
Roy Keane.
Yeah. Roy's his hero.
Yeah.
Absolute hero.
Yeah, what's his connection to Roy Keane?
Going back 30 years ago, I'd say, we got a phone call, imagine, on the landline phone at home.
Yeah.
And my dad used to drink in a bar called Temple Acre up the north side.
Yeah.
And he rang the house phone and he said to my mum, "Quick, get the lads up here. Roy Keane is up here and he wants them to come up and meet the lads." And obviously being from the north side and, you know, the respect that we have for Roy Keane as it is, and being Manchester United fans ourselves, and my dad was in awe of him. And I suppose the treatment that my dad gets, or the things that my dad is going through, my dad for some reason has befriended Roy Keane, and he's he looks out the window and he thinks he sees him passing.
Oh man.
He says, "Oh, my friend is outside, and he drinks his Temple Acre and he buys me a pint." And it's just everything, no matter what. If you mention Roy Keane, it really cheers him up.
Can anybody out there help us? You've heard Rob's story. Yeah. And he's an amazing dad who is, you know, is in the condition he's in at the moment. And can we do anything over the next couple of weeks? Can anybody out there help us?
That's the question we put to air.
Yep.
I've never seen a response like it. Rob's back on the line. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Casey, I'm absolutely fantastic. How are you?
Tell us what happened yesterday.
What happened yesterday? Roy Keane walked in to my dad's room face to face and shook his hand.
Oh. What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I have no words, yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, that's a dream come true, Rob, isn't it?
Rob, we were hoping for a video call or a message.
Yeah.
Not for Roy to fly into Cork, go into the hospital, walk in and sit down with your dad.
Guys, honestly, I don't know what I was ever expecting out of this, and that's been honest. My thing was, I would just love for Roy to hear how my dad feels about him, and that's really honestly it. But for him to come and visit, take time out of his schedule or, you know, his personal time to come and see us, see my dad, sit with him, go back and forwards with stories. Absolutely, you have no idea. It still feels like a dream.
I was just going to say to you, this is like something you dream.
It is.
That has come true, that the man himself actually walks into the ward yesterday. I presume you were there to meet him, Rob. What did he say when he walked in?
I was... Yeah. I literally walked outside because I was to meet him and bring him to the room. And when I looked at him and face to face, I was in awe.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking to myself, I cannot believe a man I've been trying to contact for months is right in front of me and about to make my dad's dream come true.
Oh, wow.
Just to shake his hand, come face to face. It was just something I would never, ever would have dreamt of. And my dad, he cried twice.
Oh, bless him.
He really did. He got emotional.
He knew what was going on. He fully understood Roy was there.
He knew Roy was there. He did. It was perfect timing because for the last week or so, since we've actually talked last, unfortunately, my dad's speech has gone really, really bad.
Yeah.
And the timing was just perfect because they were able to have a bit of a conversation.
Yeah.
And it all went absolutely perfect. My dad looked at him, he was staring at him, and he just couldn't believe his friend sitting next to him. It was absolutely fantastic.
It's the loveliest thing I've ever heard, Rob.
We got wind something might happen last week, and we were asked because Roy's incredibly private with this stuff, so we had to be respectful, and he didn't want any publicity around going to the hospital because, you know, people would have turned up or whatever.
That's right,
so we had to be respectful for that.
Yeah.
There's a lady called Roisin, you know who you are. You've made this man's dream come true.
She has.
Vic, you did incredible work on this
Thank you, so
credit to you.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for you, Rob. I'm so, so happy. You're such an amazing son, and this meant so much for your family, and it meant so much for your dad, and for the man himself to walk into the room yesterday. I've seen photographs of him sitting down. He had a cheeky pint with your dad and everything yesterday, didn't he?
Yes, brilliant.
Do you know what's going back over the last few years? He keeps saying that.
Yeah.
Roy buys him a pint and all this kind of stuff. So
aww,
I just want to say, actually, as well, if you're okay for just a second, everything that I put on social media and any videos or photographs that I put up, all gotten approved by Roy. I asked him for permission first because he is private, and he said to me and gave me the go ahead to say, listen, post, enjoy the photographs. But he didn't drink anything, just to let you know, he didn't drink anything.
Of course, yeah.
Was he shouting at the nurses, that's your job? Was there anything like that going on?
First of all, when he saw the 0.0, he said, do me a favour.
That is brilliant. I love it.
Fantastic.
Guys, can I just say, yourself, Casey, Vic, especially yourself, because you must be driven mad with me for the last few weeks.
No.
Thank you both so, so much.
Hey, it's our pleasure.
Also,
listen,
Roisin.
Roisin,
absolutely made mine, my family's, and especially my dad's dream come true. And I mean that.
Yeah.
And I can't thank you enough.
You're Rob, so welcome, Rob.
You are a good man, Rob. And this was for your dad. And it's something you'll remember for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
So we're so happy for you.
And thank you to all the comments, support, messages, everyone coming through. Everyone from Cork, you've been absolutely amazing, wanting to help, and thank you all as well.
Love that.
Rob,
we did not imagine that would be the ending to your story, but it's happened, and thank you so much, buddy.
Yeah.
Love to your dad, love to your family.
I'm so delighted for
Roy
you.
Roy Keane, you are different gravy.
Absolutely.
Happy, amazing story, and thank you.
Take care, buddy.
So much.
Thanks a million, Rob.
Have a good day, guys. Thank you.
Great to talk to you. Bye. Nobody could have imagined that was going to happen.
Such a beautiful story.
It is amazing. I'm just so, so happy for him. You know, for his dad to be in, you know, end of life treatment, for his dad to be obsessed with Roy, and just for the man himself to walk in to the hospital, sit down, sign autographs, sign jerseys, pretend to drink a pint.
He's a legend, isn't he?
Amazing stuff. Well done, everyone that's involved in that. Again, Roisin, you know who you are. Thank you so much.
Waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
And that's the sport with Simply Suits.
It is indeed. Thank you very much. It's 8:33 in the morning. I'm reading over the reaction to the Roy thing, which has just been, I've never seen anything like it. What a story. Mary was bowled over by it. Tara's been onto me. I'm in a heap here. Well done to everyone involved. It's an absolutely beautiful story. Lads, I'm listening to radio all my life. That's single-handedly the thing that floored me.
Oh my God.
From Kev down in Bandon. Yeah. Had to pull the car over. Roy Keane, you are an icon.
Yeah.
There isn't a dry eye on Cork in traffic this morning.
He's amazing.
And this is the message that I absolutely love. I heard the bit with Roy Keane this morning. All is forgiven. Lots of love. I'll think of Haaland. Haaland's dad has been on to us to say
he listens every morning.
He listens every morning. And even though you technically kind of got into my career, he would like to reach out the olive branch across the airwaves of Cork and say, all is forgiven.
There you go.
Okay.
That's the power of radio.
Oh my God.
It's amazing.
Oh my God. Who's that from Arsenal? Oh my God.
Patrick Vieira.
Patrick Vieira has just messaged in as well.
Said
always liked him.
I love it.
Mick McCarthy has just texted there as well.
No! Is that Mick McCarthy? No way! And Mick McCarthy's eyebrows.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. All the love coming back to Roy this morning.
Yeah.
Well done, Roy. Thanks, buddy.
Some scenes. Keno, you're king.
Get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me
the money. It's lovely, Karen, everybody. Hello, Karen and Blarney.
Good morning. How are you?
How are ya?
Karen?
Oh, very good. Can't complain with the sun.
Exactly.
This is it. Everyone's in much better mood. I was driving around yesterday. Yeah. It was like driving around Los Angeles yesterday. You know when you got that gorgeous heat and the blue sky and it just everyone feels so much happier.
Costa del Cork.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
So what's the plan for as we head into the weekend? Where are you going to spend your 1,000 euro? What's the first shop you're going into?
Oh, I think I'll be going online to book a flight, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Outthegap.com.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Where do you like to go to? Where's your favourite place to go to, Karen?
Oh, Lanzarote.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Good choice.
Yeah,
You've been there a few times?
Yeah.
Good
stuff.
This is it. All right. Fingers crossed for you. I'd love you to take a grand off it.
Yeah.
You just have to give us all the correct answers.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
In what city in the USA is the White House located?
Washington.
Who will Cork play this weekend in the hurling final?
Limerick.
Say that again?
Tipperary.
What Colin was once in a relationship with Britney Spears?
Colin Farrell.
On what street in Cork is Le Chateau Bar?
Patrick Street.
Question number 5. Who is Liverpool's manager, the current manager?
Ernie Slaw.
Question number 6. Who wrote the Harry Potter books?
J.K. Rowling.
Question number 7. What game is played with a hand and a ball? Up against the wall.
Squash.
With a hand on a ball up against the wall.
Ball.
Question number 8. What stadium used to be called Lansdowne Road?
Aviva.
Question number 9. Where is the Golf Masters played in the USA? Quickly. Come on.
LA.
No!
Oh God.
I was going to give you a clue of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh yeah.
Wasn't there a lad called Augusta? Augustus Luke?
Yeah.
Augusta
it's
is where we're...
It's a hard one to guess if you don't know. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You got everything right up until Augusta. And then
a good round, Karen.
If we had time on the clock, Karen, would you have answered this one? For €1,000, true or false, Roy Keane played for Cove Ramblers.
He did, it's true.
You would have won a grand.
Yeah.
So sorry.
Why'd you do that to me?
This is Karen. I'm so sorry, but...
That's the way it is. Would you like to come back and do it again, or are you never talking to us again? What's the...
Oh, no, I come back again. And right. I get a good run the next time.
Well done.
Let's see what else has gone on in the world. They're telling us this morning that a recent survey find that 75% of men are more committed to their barbers than the women that are in their life.
Yeah, a fella likes an old barber, right, doesn't he?
Over 60% of respondents in the survey conducted, it was between September and January, admitted sticking with the same barber for at least 5 years, with some saying their childhood barbers is still with them.
Wow, that is a long time.
Meaning that they're more committed to their barbers than they are to their female relationships.
I think women tend to move around more with the old hairdressing.
Yeah. If you get a bad do,
well,
you're gone.
And sometimes you need a quick appointment, and you have to go to the place that will give you that quick appointment.
Oh, that's
you know?
True. Do you ever get caught by your barber cheating on your barber?
No.
Yeah, you know, you get a haircut.
Okay, and you've been somewhere else.
Yeah, so I used to go in when I was working in the city centre. I used to go to my regular guy all the time. He's a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
His name is Jamaican Rob.
Right.
A lot of people in Cork will know Rob.
Yeah.
Brilliant barber. And I was walking down the street. I got down Carrigaline direction, and I walked into him, and he looked straight at it. Who'd gotten your hair, man?
Oh no, he knew straight away.
No, it's falling out, Rob. It's gone bald.
But he knew.
Man, you got a side fade. Who did that? Yeah, caught by the ghoulies.
Oh, no.
It's worth. I swear to God, it's just it's
the traits of I've been somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah. You've let him down.
You've cheated on him.
I've cheated on my barber.
You've cheated on Rob.
Never forget me. Have you got caught cheating on your barber, lads? It's happened to us all. I know it has. 0868 104 106. It is 6:34 in the morning. Cash Machine next.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Yeah, we got 4 days until the big one. It's Cork versus Tipperary at a packed and sold out Super Value Park in Cueve, and the weather will be incredible for it. So this Sunday, this coming Sunday, which is the next Sunday,
this Sunday.
It's going to be a cracker. So if you're going along to it, I don't know if anybody in Tipperary managed to get tickets. This
Doubt
could
it.
Be just a sea of red, as you would imagine on Sunday. So we'll see how it all plays out. But Rebels going in as red hot favourites. Celebrity Big Brother is back in 4 days, and it's the Entry Grand National in 2 days from now. 93 days to go until Oasis are back together. It is World Party Day.
Oh,
for,
I like
for
that.
No reason, just have yourself a little party.
Yes.
A little celebration wherever you are today, for whatever reason. Celebrate getting out of bed and being alive and well. If you celebrate your birthday today, you celebrate with Eddie Murphy.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie Murphy is, man alive. Is he that age?
I'd say 65.
64.
Ooh.
He's, which comedy show did he do? He's wearing, it's like this red jumpsuit.
Okay.
Really,
oh,
really,
that's right.
Really tight, very, very chafy looking jumpsuit. One of the best live stand-up comedies of all time.
He's very funny.
Incredibly funny. I just think black comedians anyway, by nature when they're on stage,
they're funny.
Their mannerisms and their storytelling and the way they express themselves are just the phenomenal comedians.
They have something else, don't they? Yeah.
Nigel Farage as well. The Brexit Bulldog, as he's known, is 61 today. So you celebrate with him. Very funny video of Nigel Farage talking to Claire Byrne on RTE.
Oh, I've seen it.
Many
it
years
brilliant.
Ago. Yeah.
She just absolutely, doesn't she?
Yeah, she basically played him a little video of a clip that he did for somebody.
That's right.
Where's this playing for me? Oh, here we go.
For the birthday greeting, which you delivered in the last couple of days. But I want people to see just how much you know about the history and culture on this island.
Now, it's a bit early in the day, so all I've got actually is coffee, but I hope you enjoy a few pints with the lads tonight. Up the Ra!
Up the Ra, Nigel. I mean, I know that you said sorry. I know you get 87 quid. It's entirely within your rights to do that.
I love that. I know you got 87 quid for it. Good on you, Nigel.
Yeah.
Anyway, is he still doing those little greetings?
I'll get you
one for your next birthday.
No, you're all right, thanks. Sure? Yeah, I'm sorted.
Okay, history buffs and ancestor buffs, there's a new interactive map has information about 100,000 graves across Cork has been launched. And there's even a sounds like option for name searches. If you're looking for long lost relatives or ancestors in Cork, this has been set up. So the service has data on 143 burial sites across Cork, which includes details on 98,000 graves.
Oh my God, wow.
Yeah, simple to use. To start, all you need to do is browse the map, tap over the site that you're interested in, and you'll find all the details on Skibbereen's Heritage Centre's website.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so they've put a huge amount of work into this, but it's the body of work to have 100,000 burial records available online for people. So maybe you have, like, all of us, I guarantee you, 99% of people listening don't know beyond their grandparents or their great-grandparents.
Probably not. It's very hard, actually, to easily go back that far unless you start researching.
But can you imagine?
But it's fascinating.
Somebody said this to me before, and I think it was at 3 o'clock in the morning at a party, and it stayed with me. Like, think about your dad and his dad and his dad and keep going back as far as you can. Where do you end up?
I don't know.
It's mind-blowing.
It is, really.
Like the lineage of your family going back thousands of years. To where you possibly end up in
and
a cave.
And your DNA has some of theirs in it.
Oh, yeah, all the way through your family. It's fascinating stuff.
Wow.
Anyway, if you're looking for relatives or for ancestors, Skibbereen Heritage Centre's website.
Well done, lads, it's brilliant.
It's where you need to go. A shout out to Liverpool last night. It seems to be pretty much in the bag. I'll just say 1-0. Thank you very much. Thanks, Everton. Great game. And Amazon are in talks to buy TikTok. So you know that America has left TikTok go for a few
months. That's right.
That click clock is TikToking.
Yeah.
So Amazon have put money on the table to say, yeah, we'll buy it. We'll take over the American
version.
They're
all just in it together, aren't they?
So we'll see what happens there. And finally for now, across all of the papers, Neil Prendeville will pick up on all of this morning. But hold, the old orange tango man has put 20% tariffs on all EU exports into America. So there will be a little bit of a tariff retaliation. We'll see what happens there. The nation holds its breath, to quote the great poet George Hamilton. It's 7:14 in the morning. This is Red FM. Things haven't been quite
the same. That's the sport with Simply Suits.
It is the sport with, thank you, Simply Suits, and thank you, Rory O'Hagan, for that fine bulletin report, including the great news that Liverpool are practically champions. I mean, can they mess it up at this point?
They literally can, but it's not going to happen.
Well, that's what we said about the other three titles. But sure, we'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at that, will we? 7:32. Morning, gang. Hope you're well. Thanks for waking up with us. Thank you for making us your breakfast show of choice. We do appreciate it. There's Kenny Murphy.
Morning.
The News Queen. There's Victoria Nichols in the Crow's Nest. Producer extraordinaire. Rory O'Hagan, the Baldy Billboard.
Yes, indeed.
Baldy Billboard is happening tomorrow morning.
It is.
We're going to get that. You know, what have you to do tonight? You have to do a bit of treatment, don't you?
I have to exfoliate. Yeah. I have to make myself look beautiful. And I also have to shave my head because the hair has grown back.
Yeah. We need it. We need you as bald as a snooker ball tomorrow. Yeah. That's what we need. And then we're going to meet Amber from Premier Face Painting Ireland. And they're going to be in here doing... So Johnson & Pert on the forehead and then some brands around your head. And then we go out into the wild. And you are the human billboard for the day.
And I'm looking for money off people.
Yeah, and we're going to raise some money for the Field of Dreams.
Down Syndrome Cork, yeah. Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Stuff.
So that's all happening tomorrow on the show. Looking forward to it. Ireland will continue to enjoy spring sunshine as temperatures could reach 21 degrees tomorrow, everybody. Yes.
I can't believe it.
That's proper seaside weather, isn't it?
What did we mention for the very first time this morning, everybody? 99s.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're back in the 99 zone.
Yeah.
Well, most of you listening haven't had one as yet. So I had to do a bit of digging on this one, okay? They think 99s could have came from Scotland.
Okay.
There's a lineage of the history of the 99, but this is the one that everyone's going with. The name 99 was in honour of a wave of Italian First World War conscripts born in 1899. Oh. There was 99 of them. Razzi del 99, they were known as.
Okay.
And they created, the Italians, the 99 ice cream as a little tribute.
Nice.
What a way, like, I mean, if you're going to go, you're leaving a 99 behind you as a tribute to your existence.
Pretty good.
Oh my God. So... Yum. This is what I want you to do tomorrow. With the sun shining, with this beautiful weather, I want you to try something you may not have ever tried before. Go to your local Mr. Whippy, mind the kids, and queue up. When you get there, go, "Oi, Mr. Ice Cream Man, put my flake into the cone."
Yes.
So take your chocolate flake.
At the bottom.
Put it into the cone. Don't push it too hard because you'll crack the bottom of the cone. Just let it sit there majestically. Top her up with ice cream. You can pay for another cone if you want one on top.
Or another flake, you mean?
Oh, sorry, yeah, another flake, yeah. Thank me
really?
Later.
Really? Well, it'd be like a bit of a cornetto then.
It's kind of unreal
situation.
You've this lovely stem of chocolate hit the cone, and I swear to God, lads, when you're face buried in one of those tomorrow,
so good.
I want you to think of the show and how we have changed your life
nice
with this new invention.
up in Cork.
Red
FM's Cash Machine.
The incredible Dream Machine keeps changing lives and paying out insane amounts of money. It's €154,000 this week alone. Cash Machine has done well over the half a million mark in March. We're starting off with a massive €154,000. Money that you could have a lot of fun with. That's half a gaff in Cork. Or is it? What's the average price of a house in Cork now, Vic?
Well, absolute fortune.
All right, so we'll buy the kitchen, the sitting room, the living room. We'll put a shed in the back.
We'll buy...
It's pretty much half a gaff in the county. Probably, I don't know, is it 350 your average price? Regardless.
It's around that, yeah.
I'm not getting into the economics of house prices at the moment. This is an insane amount of money for you to win for one phone call, for one entry. €154,000 on the nose. If you want to play, text RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557. It will cost €250 plus your standard message rates. You need to be over 18 and you are playing across the Go Loud network of stations. T's and C's, redfm.ie. Answer within those famous five rings. Say €154,000.
Yeah.
And the money is yours.
Nice.
It's all you need to do. It's very, very simple, okay? Text RED to 57557. We're going to stick you in the draw for that incredible amount of money. Now, my mother's not talking to me.
I'm not surprised.
Do you know why?
Yeah, I know why.
I had some the other day. You're waking up to Cork's Good Times, Red FM, and thank you for doing so. Hello there, Rory.
Hi, buddy.
Hello there, Kelly. Hello there, Victoria and Nichols. How are we all doing today? We're all right? Good. Are you happy out?
Yeah.
Happy out.
Anything exciting going on in your world?
Not really.
No?
No, all the same.
All the same. What date is today by any chance? It's the 1st of April, isn't it, everybody?
Is it?
1st of April.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Cash Machine's coming up in a moment.
Oh.
Cash Machine's on the way. And I thought I'd get my friend Barry. You know my friend Barry?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's friend Barry.
Barry.
I thought I'd get Barry to send me a few pre-recorded lines. You know? Like lines. Like...
Hey, this is Barry Dunn calling from Red FM. It is the Cash Machine call. How are you?
Where are you from?
We need to know where you're listening right now.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd ring a very special woman up the west of Ireland. A woman that I know very well.
Oh my God.
Red FM's Cash Machine.
My mammy. Let's go.
You're so bold.
I love it.
Hello?
Hey, this is Barry Dunn calling from Red FM. It is the Cash Machine call. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Nobody ever thinks it's going to happen to them. Who are we talking to?
Well, this is Mary Cunningham, and I don't think I have entered the Cash Machine.
I know. This is just incredible. And where are you today?
I'm actually... Where am I? Oh, I don't know where I am. I'm babysitting.
How are the nerves?
Very good.
Have you an idea how you would spend this money if you win?
Well, I have. Great. I haven't spent my winners, but I haven't a clue how much it is.
And did you ever expect this? Finally, it's happened. The phone call from the Red FM Cash Machine.
Yes. What is it?
We need to know where you're listening right now.
I am. I'm listening to you.
You are representing Mayo right now. There's people in Munster, Connacht, Ulster, Leinster all listening to you. Hopefully win the Red FM Cash Machine. Do you reckon you know what it is, Orla?
This is not Orla.
Wrong clip.
The moment is here. How much?
I think it was one, was it not? 201,000 or something.
It's yours from the Red FM Cash Machine. This is amazing. Congratulations. We are so happy for you.
Well, I hope you know where I live now. And don't forget to send it on to me.
You have to say right here, right now. April Fool's Day from everybody at Red FM.
Red
FM's Cash Machine. I love the fact that she hasn't entered, can't enter, but still, do you know what? I'll give it a go in case this is real. 7:53, Thursday morning's breakfast show. Good morning. Thanks for waking up with us.
Vic's VIPs. Cork's Good Times, Red FM.
And old dollop of showbiz, what's going on?
Okay, Hollywood A-lister Mickey Rourke is the latest name that's floating around to join the Celebrity Big Brother house. He, remind me what films he's been in. We all love Mickey.
Oh, stop it.
Would you ever get... somebody needs to delete that off your system because you use
I've got one as well. Just Mickey's everywhere, though.
That makes me feel better. Anyway, he's all over the papers today, lads. The producers are saying that it's an absolute coup if they can get him to be on the show because he's a Hollywood A-lister.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest with you, I can't remember too many movies, but he's obviously been in some big, massive ones back in the day.
Correct me if I'm wrong, OK? Let me just do a quick Google. Mickey Rourke.
I think, has he been in films with Mel Gibson? And I think maybe he's been in those kind of boxing films, a few boxing films. I remember
him. Does Mickey, how do I say this in a nice way, have melted welly syndrome?
Yeah.
Oh, OK, that's OK. That's Bless Mickey, him. Yeah.
So, some other names floating around. JoJo Siwa, who, of course, was from the Dance Moms shows.
Say what?
JoJo Siwa.
Siwa?
She's a singer, but she came from Dance Moms.
Oh, Siwa.
Siwa.
Siwa?
JoJo Siwa. Yeah, I get it. Patsy Palmer, of course, who we know from EastEnders. Chesney Hawkes, Angelica Bell, Love Island's Chris Hughes, Olympian Daley Thompson and Corrie star Jack P. Shepherd. And apparently Macy Gray was asked. She said she'd do it. Now she's pulled out.
Is Chesney Hawkes the one and only celebrity from the 80s?
With the mole. That's all I remember. It's awful, isn't it?
Don't look at the mole.
I know.
The mole. Molly, molly, molly.
Molly, molly, molly.
It's nice to mole you. Meet you. Nice to meet your mole. Don't say mole. Stop. I said mole.
If I said to you there's one female artist that every songwriter is clamouring to work with, who would you think it is, Casey?
Beyonce, probably, or something. I don't know.
Continue. Any other guesses?
Mary Black.
No, it's not Mary Black.
It's not Mary Black.
It's Rihanna.
Is it?
It's Rihanna.
Why, pray tell?
Ed Sheeran's been explaining why, and like, this absolutely shocked me, but have a listen to this.
As songwriters, you're always writing songs to pitch to Rihanna. Like, every single album that I've ever done, I've always gone, right, on the side, let's try and write a song that we can pitch to Rihanna. And it always makes, like, Love Yourself, actually, the one I did for Bieber, was originally a Rihanna in mind, like, oh, we should do something for her. And
No way!
Yeah. I promise you, there'll be so many songwriters out there that their best song came from trying to write a Rihanna song, yeah.
All you need to do is write a song around the topics of whips, chains and umbrellas and... You're in.
Diamond.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Watch the new season of The White Lotus on Sky or without a contract with Now.